Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
John says, hey, Eric, I was wondering, the other day you guys talked about who can sleep in their car the longest. Remember that conversation?
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
I think about that every single day I pull in the parking garage.
What?
What's wrong with
every
you?
Single day. I thought about this morning. I get out of my car, and I have my bag for work in the back seat. And I open the back door to get the back seat, the car out, or the bag out. And I look at that back seat and think every single day, I could crawl right in there and fall asleep.
You realize that's not like a normal thought.
I know.
Okay.
Never claimed it was normal.
Okay.
I think it would be fun and cool idea if Whip, Eric, Violetta, and Nikki did it and maybe combine it with a fundraiser of some sort to see who could sleep in their car the longest and donate their money to their favorite charity. I think that's a great concept, and it's always nice to bring charity into it, but I don't think we could raise much money doing it because I think it would be about one night and that would be the end of it.
Yeah.
Because I really don't want to live in the parking garage for a week.
Right. But I've always wanted to be part of something like that. Like, you see it on TV where they do those, like, dance-a-thon. Mm-hmm. You know, you're, like, dancing for 24 hours straight or
One of those. You want one of those? I can get you in one of those.
You never did that in high school or something?
I can call up the Northwestern. We can get you in one of those. It's
really?
Easy. Oh, yeah.
Or, like, you keep your hand on a car for, like, you know, what person can keep their hand there longest gets a free car.
That sounds like pure hell.
So many wacky DJs have done so many of these. Yeah. It's like, Violetta, you're in the right business for this stuff.
I've never seen or done it.
You could get buried alive. You could do all kinds.
She got in the business after all the wacky stuff.
Yeah. That's true. Wacky stuff went out of style.
Once Man Cow got done doing all the wacky stuff and everybody realized how stupid it was.
There's an opening for it.
Does he still wear sunglasses everywhere?
Probably. He's asleep in them right now. But the reason I bring up the old camping thing, too, and sleeping in the car, there was a survey that says the average person thinks they can survive for 2 weeks in the wilderness, but most can't even start a fire.
Wow.
That is me.
Headline
is me.
It's hard. Starting a fire without fluid and matches is very hard.
Or, you know what? Every time I watch Running Wild with Bear Grylls.
Yes.
Or Survivor Man. Every time I watch that and they're getting ready to make fire, they produce a flint, which is kind of cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Because with a flint, you can make a spark really easy and then they make their fire.
Yeah.
So with that, you could. But rubbing two sticks together and the way they do it, that's hours and hours and hours of work.
Mm-hmm. Or if you have one of those, like, things that you see bigger things with. What's that called?
That's clear.
Binoculars?
A microscope?
Microscope?
She's talking about what you
magnifying glass?
Magnifying glass.
A magnifying glass.
Yeah. If you have a magnifying glass and you hit the sun at a certain angle, you can light a leaf on fire.
No. Because I watched Bear Grylls, Running Wild with Bear Grylls, and he was with Joel McHale.
Okay.
He's everywhere.
I take celebrities out with him
truly
to do this.
Everywhere.
And he and Joel McHale were doing exactly that.
Yeah.
And Joel McHale said the exact same thing you said. He's like, this should work in about 10 minutes. And they cut back to him 4 hours later. And Joel McHale's like, I thought this worked.
But
that's
also,
not
when
possible.
Are you going to have a magnifying glass?
And Bear Grylls is like, you just got to stick with it. It'll eventually work. You just got to stick with it, Joel. It was like 4 hours into it.
I think I saw this kid in middle school do it.
Yeah.
He was lighting things on fire in the alley.
You're imagining that.
Yeah.
The average person thinks they can survive for 2 weeks in the wilderness, but most can't start a fire.
Hey, it's Eric. You know, wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next, right here.
Pregnant wife explicitly says she wants private birth. Husband then goes and invites his mom. Way to go. She's mad, that being the wife, not the mom. And now an argument has ensued. My question is, does he have any say whatsoever in this? Or is this 100% her call? Or should it be open to negotiation? Jimmy?
Honestly, I think it's his child just as much as hers, so he should have a say in who's invited to the birth.
All right, so you believe it should be open to negotiation?
Absolutely.
And have you been down this road before? How old are you, Jimmy?
Oh, I'm only 19. But
sweet naive, Jimmy. Yes. Oh, sweet naive, Jimmy. I believe that Jimmy believes that.
Hold on to that.
I believe 29-year-old Jimmy will be like, hey, what 19-year-old Jimmy said, cancel that.
Yeah.
Stay strong, Jimmy.
I'm just a guess. I could be wrong. I really think that might be the case. Hi, Rita.
Hi, good morning. I'm still laughing about Jimmy.
Right? He's adorable.
He's a good guy. I like Jimmy.
He's adorable, but Jimmy, it is 100% her call.
100% her call. He should have no input in this whatsoever. He already had his part of it.
he's had his input, and he's done.
Okay.
It's her call.
All right. All right. You say this with a great, you say it very definitive. Have you had a situation like this?
No, I have not.
All right. All right.
No.
But if it were ever posed to you, you would shut it down quickly, right at the beginning.
Oh, it would be shut down so quick.
Yeah. So if Jimmy were to come to you and go, listen, Rita, we should talk about this, you'd be, oh, sweet Jimmy, get out the door.
Adorable Jimmy.
He's great. 312-233-1019. Hey, Annie.
Good morning.
Hi. 100% her call, or should he have some input?
100% her call, except I had a unique situation. Mm-hmm. Where I went into labor at Target while I was with my mother-in-law.
Wow.
And she drove me to the hospital, and I was having a scheduled C-section the next day, and she almost refused to stay with me because she said she was unconscious for the birth of all her children, and she didn't want to be conscious for mine.
Aha, I see.
Wow,
that's a lot of...
that is crazy.
A lot of information. And it all started at Target.
Yes, it did.
Shopping with your mother-in-law. Right.
Wow.
Yes.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Nikki, how would you take this? So, just sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting here, just soaking up a little Post Malone.
Uh-huh.
You know, staring off into space.
Yep.
And Violetta comes in here and goes, I'm getting trending on Twitter together. I'm going to have a big surprise, and I don't think you're going to like it.
Well,
now, what kind of a lead-in is that to trending on Twitter?
She's just she's hoping for the best.
Yes.
And expecting the worst.
Yes.
That is it.
All right. Well,
I think it's going to be great.
I can hardly wait.
Yep.
Top three trending on Twitter at number three.
So Twitter is answering an important question. Which Jolly Rancher is your favorite flavor? Mm. What do you guys think? Blue raspberry, apple, grape, watermelon, or cherry?
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
That's the only one I thought existed was watermelon.
Oh, my God. You guys, out of 25,000 people weighing in, watermelon currently winning.
That's an easy one. That's an easy one.
The fruit punch is really good, too, but hard to find.
I don't even mind the cherry, though.
I like the blueberry raspberry. That's it. That's the first one trending on Twitter.
Okay. I'm
so nervous.
I'm waiting for the bad stuff.
It wasn't a big surprise, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Okay. So far, I'm okay. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Okay. Powerpuff Girls trending after the new CW pilot script was leaked, and it's worse than anyone could have expected. I was thinking we could do a little role play to show you.
Yep, I hate it.
Okay, so Whip, Nikki, and I have a copy of the script.
Okay.
Whip, can you play Bubbles?
What is this again?
It's Powerpuff Girls. There's a new CW.
Powerpuff?
Yeah. Powerpuff Girls, yeah. Okay.
It's a cartoon series, but now they're doing a live action on the CW.
Mm-hmm.
The pilot script has been leaked, and people are thinking, like, this is horrible. Don't go forward with it.
Right.
Okay.
I don't need to hear it. It's horrible. Don't go forward with it.
No, we're gonna change their minds. We're
going to
change their minds.
All right, so Whip, you're going to be Bubbles. Go. Nikki, you're going to be Buttercup, and I'm going to be Blossom. Ready?
Okay.
And scene.
Blossom's fine. I saw on her Insta that she has a boyfriend. I saw on her LinkedIn that she got promoted. And I saw on Facebook that she still talks to Grandpa despite their political differences.
Coming back here is probably triggering for her.
Why? Because she's the one who killed Mojo? I mean, moveon.org.
I'm fine, guys. No need to threaten to leak my nudes again.
Oh, I want to do more.
There's more?
No, there isn't. I think we need more. We need to go find more.
There's more?
We got to do this every day.
This is pretty great.
We got to do this every day on your podcast. Every day on your podcast.
It wasn't horrible, right?
That was terrific.
It was a success.
I wish we could do that all the time. And is that it? Trending on Twitter number one?
We have a number one.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, after singer Halsey.
I feel like I've been here all day.
After singer Halsey followed a private Instagram account with a link to a cryptic website, fans think that she is teasing a new album. So, new Halsey music, fingers crossed.
I love me some Halsey. There we go. Now we're good.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
You don't have the money to buy the things you want, but you have the goods to trade. You know, the barter system is in play.
Okay.
Groom-to-be offers up bridesmaid instead of money to pay the wedding musician. He's like, listen, I don't have any money to pay you, but I can set you up with this sister of my bride.
Wow. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Groom-to-be offers up bridesmaid instead of money to pay for wedding musician. The groom-to-be began by explaining that times are tough because of the pandemic and then asked if the performer will do the wedding as a favor. It's like, you know, favor doesn't pay the electric bill.
Right.
The groom-to-be then makes an unexpected offer saying, if you fancy coming to perform the songs at the wedding, I'll take care of you. Bit of food, couple of beers, and I'll put in a good word with one of the bridesmaids for you. Pretty good deal, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the musician's like, you know, maybe I could do that.
Yeah.
Getting a free meal out of it. Maybe a future spouse. When it comes to bartering, has done a barter deal. Like you traded mulch for meat. Like, you know, like Juan, my landscape guy I was talking about, who yelled at me about not watering the flowers.
Yeah.
When Juan came to the door. Mr. Ferguson, you've got to water your flowers. I'm like, I keep forgetting. And then, you know, he's like, you need mulch, too. And I said, I really don't have any money for mulch. Would you take meat?
Yeah.
Because I just, you know, I had a bunch of meat.
Right?
Right.
So I could see him thinking, mulch for meat, mulch for meat. It's not a bad deal.
Totally.
Right?
I grew up with this. I mean, anywhere we went, my dad would be like, hey, you want some stuffed cabbage? I'll bring it for lunch for the office. Like my dentist.
Your dad would barter with stuffed cabbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Like everywhere. Anything.
With the dentist.
Yeah. And then I got older, and I'm like, do we tip the dentist? Like, I text my mom once. I'm like, are you supposed to give money?
Do we tip and the
dentist?
You
like,
go to the front desk after getting a filling and just set down a stuffed cabbage?
Yeah.
Yep. A whole tray and be like, enjoy your lunch.
Was it met with a lot of positive response?
It was. People love free lunches. Like, if you tell an office, like, hey, tell me what time you want me to drop off the food, they love it.
Have you ever found when this was going on that your dad maybe would go to the dentist and then start to pay, and the dentist would go, whoa, wait a minute. Can we do a deal for the cabbage?
Yeah.
Would they do that?
Yeah, sometimes they would.
Your money's no good here, but your cabbage is.
And it's hard to make. That's the other thing. You're taking so much hassle out. I get that.
Hey, Rich, you cut a barter deal?
Yeah, I traded concrete work for electrical work.
Oh, I did concrete.
Yeah. My buddy did is an electrician.
All right, so you were building a house or something?
Yeah, I put 3 bedrooms and a bathroom upstairs in my house, and he ran all my electrical, and he needed a front walk and stairs.
Yeah?
And I poured his concrete front walk and stairs.
That sounds like a great deal. You know, if you guys are interested, I know where you can get some cabbage.
Fair trade there.
I got a guy.
I could always use some cement.
Yeah. I got a guy and get you some cabbage, some stuffed cabbage. Hey, Allie.
Hi.
Hi, a barter deal?
Yeah, I have a cleaning business, and I also have 3 dogs, so I clean our dog salon, and I get free grooming for my 3 dogs.
There you go.
Yes!
It's perfect.
Cleaning and dog grooming, they go hand in hand. What a great barter deal. Hey, Bill.
Good morning. Love the program.
Thank you. Barter deal?
Yeah, last year I was bored with my motorcycle. I saw a sports car convertible. So I put together a bundle, traded my old motorcycle, 2 jet skis, and about a 20-year-old snowmobile, and got an 08 sports car that only had 16,000 miles on it.
That's a lot of a lot of automotive or a lot of machinery moving back and forth. Jet skis, motorcycles, snowmobiles, collector's
he's
cars.
He's got a lot.
Everybody got what they wanted.
I wouldn't know if I was getting a good deal there.
Yeah.
Hi there, Susan, the barter deal.
Well, my husband and I have a heating and air conditioning business, so we're able to go to different restaurants because he has deals with the restaurants and we're going into the brewery.
There you go.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Your husband walks in and goes, hey, you want this place 3 degrees cooler? How about an extra appetizer?
That's right.
Extra appetizer or two gets this place 3 degrees cooler. You know, I'm a heating and cooling fanatic. You know that, Susan.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I listen to you guys often.
Yeah, I am. I check the thermostat 60, 70 times a day.
Oh, what do you,
gosh.
Just to make sure it's working?
I just got to make sure it's working. I like to know where I am. I will sometimes go and check all the vents just to make sure I'm getting even airflow.
It's a good idea.
I'm a heating and cooling fanatic. Yesterday.
What happened?
The cooling guy came over.
Because
I just wanted a system check. He's like, has it been having problems? I'm like, nope.
Nope.
I just want to make sure this baby's going to work solid through the whole summer. He gets done. He's like, they know me by name.
Yeah.
Like, Eric, everything is fine.
Your
filters are even clean. I'm like, I know, I changed them.
Yeah.
The Eric file is getting thicker and thicker.
Yep. Yeah. I'm a heating and cooling fanatic. Dawn, you got a barter deal.
Yeah, when I was younger, I used to work at a small deli in Batavia, and across the river, a friend of mine worked at the
spa. So we would trade lunches for tanning and massages.
Oh, wow. Gosh. Oh. That is the deal.
Wow. All right. How much of a lunch would you have to provide for a massage in return?
Oh, no. It was a good meal. It was a good a sandwich with all the sides and everything.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How about for tanning? That's just a sandwich. You don't need to provide any sides for the tanning, do you?
Yeah. No, not really, but I threw it in there anyway.
Yeah. What place in Batavia? I probably have been there.
Well, it used to be, it's closed now. It used to be Al's Cafe.
Oh, I know that place. Yeah. Batavia,
yeah,
home of the Bulldogs,
there.
Right?
Yep.
Yep. Used to be in Little Seven Conference. Yeah, I know it.
My gosh.
I know it.
Another one for the file.
Yeah.
Okay. Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore, the wrong text got sent. Who got it? 312-233-1019. Drew Barrymore accidentally sent a racy text meant for Cameron Diaz to some 16-year-old named Matthew. Why does she have some 16-year-old named Matthew in her phone? I don't know, and I don't want to know.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out if Matthew was happy or not happy to get that.
And M isn't near C, so how did that all
happen?
Yeah,
that's not even close. Yeah. Hi, Brian. Hello,
hey,
Brian.
How you doing?
Hey, who got the wrong text?
My ex-wife.
Uh-oh. Okay, what happened?
Well, I just left the dispensary.
There you go.
Of which she was a little sensitive about when we were married.
Uh-huh.
I text my friend and was like, hey, I got what you're looking for, you know? And right. She sent me a quick text back, what are you talking about?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, did you send a picture too or just the text?
Just the text.
Right. Else you would have seen the bags and bags and bags of stuff I walked out of there with. 312-233-1019. Who got the wrong text, Dr. Catherine?
Okay, so this was about 6 months ago. We've had some long days, COVID pandemic. We've been on the front lines. And my partner meant to text his wife. And he was kind of at the end of his shift, and usually we kind of help each other out, say, you know, what can we do to help here? And,
he
meant to text his wife, and he sent the text saying, I just got to wait around and make sure, like, no one looks at me, and then if no one's paying attention, I'll just, like, sneak out.
Right, yeah. So it wasn't like he texted a picture of himself shirtless. He actually texted a message that he was going to sneak out and leave all the work for you.
Yeah.
I gotcha. I gotcha.
I feel like that happens because you think, don't text this person, right. And then you end up texting that person.
Right. 312-233-1019. You accidentally sent the wrong text, the wrong picture, or the wrong video to the wrong person. Hi, Danya.
Hi.
Hi, what happened?
This guy texted me a new picture unwarranted, and it was the most disgusting thing I ever saw.
Yeah.
So I was trying to text my sister the picture back, but I accidentally sent it back to him and said, this is so disgusting.
Well, the message was given.
Yeah, he had that coming.
Remember that guy, Manuel? I think it was Manuel. Kept sending me the picture of his junk.
I remember that. He refused to take no for an answer.
I kept saying, Manuel, you have the wrong number. I don't even know who you are. Stop sending me pictures of your wiener.
Right.
He's like, oh, nah. This isn't, nah. I know who this is. You want another one? I'm like, no, I don't want another one. No.
Stop
I don't,
hard
Manuel.
To get.
I don't. Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. Grill owners fire up their grills an average of twice a week in the summer. 11% of grill owners have received their grill as a gift. Are you a big grill guy, Whip?
Yeah, we grill sometimes. Yeah, for sure. I got a little grill on the back deck.
You got a gas grill or you got a...
No, just like a regular, you put charcoal in there.
Gotcha. How about you, Nikki?
We have both. I love grilling. Yeah. I mean, my husband grills, I eat it.
Throw some hot dogs on there.
Not more chicken breasts. I know you were trying to trap me right there. No, more chicken breast burgers.
Hot dogs.
Occasionally a hot dog when we plan it.
Every guy's got hot dogs in their fridge. Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons proved that to us. 33% of people avoid eating hot dogs because they believe they're made with low-quality meats and fillers. Believe they are? Of course they are.
It's all the leftover
stuff. That's exactly what they're made of.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean they're not delicious.
What do they used to call it? Like snouts and tails or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had anything more delicious than a bunch of ground-up snouts and tails? Hot dogs are delicious. 24% of millennials never eat or buy hot dogs ever. Are you that 1 in 4, Violetta?
So, you know, we've been talking about hot dogs here, so I bought them because I'm like, yeah, I want to put hot dogs in my fridge, and I just threw them out. Like, I was like,
why?
I can't even look at them.
Did you not? Did you ever eat any of them?
I ate one.
It was good.
I chopped it up, like you said, and put it in mac and cheese,
yeah,
and I ruined my mac and cheese.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Did you put them in beans and weenies?
No, I don't even have beans.
That is just stressful when you say that.
Yeah, beans and weenies are terrific. Whip, you like beans and weenies?
Yeah, I like the weenies part.
You just put the beans and weenies in a bowl, or how do you eat them?
Just chop up the hot dog, the weenie, and then you put it in with the beans, and you mix them all together. You put them in a microwave. You got yourself a
lunch.
In
a microwave?
Yes, in a microwave. Why is it so weird to use the microwave? I put my hot dog in a microwave, and you would have thought with these two that I said I had it sent away to be made for me.
I'm okay with the microwave. I just don't like you saying weenies all the time.
I don't put anything in the microwave.
Maybe, Violetta, it's your restaurant background.
Yeah,
I don't admit they did microwave some stuff.
You go to a Cub game, you don't get a hot dog?
No, I do. I'll get it. It depends on the setting. A Cubs game.
White Sox game.
If there's someone coming to town who wants to try a Chicago dog, you're like, yeah, I'll go take you and get a Chicago
Home
dog.
Home Depot and Cubs games. I'll
there
eat a
you
hot
go.
Dog.
Beans and weenies. Can't miss. Hey, it's Eric, and you know, in the podcast, we only share the best parts, which, of course, imagine what we're leaving out. More coming up here. All right, so when it comes to haircuts, though, the top 5 celebrity hair inspirations for men. Top 5 celebrities where men go, yeah, I want that hair. Hmm. Want that hair right there. And I gave you the clue, superhero. Superhero. Yes, Liz, you believe it to be.
Chris Evans, Captain America.
Captain America, Chris Evans haircut. No.
Ah.
That is a good haircut, though.
I was with her.
That is a good haircut. Superhero, Angel.
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth, no.
Mm.
Very similar to the Captain America haircut.
Yeah.
No, no, no. Men want this superhero hair, Monica. What actor?
Jason Momoa, Aquaman.
There it is, Aquaman, Jason Momoa.
The long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want it.
Wow.
Except in the commercial where he takes his hair off.
I hate that commercial.
So
he's
funny.
So skinny.
Yeah. Yeah. Jason Momoa, that's the number one choice. Well done, Monica. How's your morning going?
It's going even better now.
Yep, Jason Momoa, Aquaman, the number one choice for the top 5 celebrity hair inspirations for men. Good hair. Aquaman, though, totally useless. Jason Momoa at number one. Harry Styles. Number 2.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of guys want the long. Not a lot of guys can pull off the long hair.
Mm-hmm. That's true, because we have horrible hairlines.
Yeah.
Speaking for myself. James Dean at number 3, David Beckham at number 4, and Drake at number 5.
Huh.
On your top 5 celebrity hair inspirations for men.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
Stories. Right here. On the Mix, Tidbit Tuesday. Lindsay Lohan is making her acting return in a Netflix Christmas movie that I'll miss.
Oh, come on.
A Netflix Christmas movie. Well, you know, the Kurt Russell, I forgot what it's called. There has been a huge Netflix Christmas movie the last 2 years.
The one with him and Goldie Hawn.
Exactly.
Yep.
And it's called something to do with Santa Claus.
Something Christmas.
Yeah. Anyway, point is, if she's in that, if she's in the big Netflix Christmas movie, it could be huge.
It says here that the still untitled movie that Lindsay Lohan will be starring in.
Yeah, yeah.
Is she's set to play a newly engaged, spoiled hotel heiress.
Okay.
Ooh,
so
that's...
she's going to play Paris Hilton.
Ah, okay, maybe.
Ouchie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that incorrect? I didn't know that was a huge stretch.
Right.
No,
hotel heiress. Who else comes to mind?
Yeah. Stephen Colbert's show will return live in studio tapings in June. I don't know what's taken him so long. He does not want to go back to work. The Tonight Show, Jimmy Kimmel, all those guys have been back in the studio for months.
Yeah.
But Stephen Colbert has not. He continues to work from his basement, which is a really awkward. You ever watched it?
No. Mm-hmm.
It's awkward.
It's a tight shot.
Oh,
I mean, it's, yeah.
Tight shot, and then he's doing jokes that he thinks are hilarious, and there's no laughter.
Right.
It's really awkward. NFL water boys and water girls make $50,000 a year. Do you know that?
Wow.
Oh, wait a minute. Really?
Yep. The average salary is a start at $50,000. They're considered part of the team's training staff. The average NFL water boy and water girl make $53,000 a year.
Good gig. I bet you got to know somebody on the inside.
I would think. Budweiser is selling limited number of dad cards for years' worth of beer money.
Huh.
The dad card is a prepaid credit card that will have a year's worth of beer money on it, $430, which is the equivalent of two cases of Budweiser per month.
Mm. Oh, that's
dad
funny.
Can stock the fridge. Mm-hmm. Beer card. This is a sad news whip, but yesterday you were doing a story about a strip joint.
In Las Vegas, it's the Hustler Strip Joint, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. And they were giving away free vaccinations. And if you get your vaccination there, you get like a free lap dance and a chicken leg or something.
Good luck collecting on that. There's an exotic dancer shortage in America now.
Oh, no, there is not.
Everybody is hurt by the pandemic.
That's right.
Yep, you cannot find yourself an exotic dancer when you want to.
Wow.
Fox News says America is facing an exotic dancer shortage because of the pandemic. Clubs were closed during the pandemic, so dancers moved on to other jobs. Some clubs are offering dancers $1,000 to rejoin.
Oh, yeah, wow. The dance isn't the same 6 feet apart.
No.
True.
Do you know cookies are as bad as drugs?
No.
And I'm a cookie guy.
Uh-huh, you are?
Me too.
Oh, I love cookies.
Yeah. Chips Ahoy, Oreo?
No, I like, like fresh-made cookies.
Freshly baked, well.
Yeah. Our research, according to the Connecticut College, reveals supports the theory that high-fat, high-sugar foods stimulate the brain the same way that drugs do. It may explain why some people can't resist these foods, despite the fact that they know they're bad for them.
Mm-hmm.
Cookies and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Yes.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Italian man pocketed nearly $650,000 despite not showing up for work for 15 years. What radio station did he work for?
Yeah.
What Italian radio station? Italian 101.9?
Yeah.
It's funny how you could just keep getting paid.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, like a Chicago thing, it sounds like.
They do it around here. Why don't they do it there in Italy? A hospital employee in Italy has been accused of pocketing roughly $650,000 in salary over 15 years, despite the fact he never showed up once for work. Dubbed the king of absentees, Salvatore Scumace, 66, faces charges of abuse of office, forgery, and aggravated extortion over the alleged scheme.
Oof.
They finally caught him. And talk about getting people back to work. We had said all along, like we just learned with the exotic dancers, it's not easy, and you're experiencing it in a lot of different industries, including the fast food industry, where McDonald's is countering the employee shortage with free iPhones.
What?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's huge.
Newsweek says some McDonald's restaurants are trying to attract new employees by offering iPhones. The restaurants are posting signs that read, "Now hiring, free iPhone after 6 months of employment." Stay there 6 months, get yourself a brand new iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the drive-through lines? They're so long.
I know.
Like, mm-hmm. They just don't have any workers.
Oh, what's a guy to do when he wants his McNuggets?
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Yoletta, number three.
The Charlie Bit My Finger video has been removed from YouTube after selling for $760,000 as an NFT. That's a non-fungible token. Nobody really knows what that is, but it's off of YouTube.
I don't have any idea what you're even talking about in this sentence.
Oh, the Charlie Bit Your
Video.
The viral video.
Oh, Charlie, you bit me.
You bit my finger, Charlie. That really hurt.
That really hurt.
The 2007 video
still
that you
got
just
nothing.
Heard
still
us
got
reenact.
Nothing. Still got nothing.
It was kajillion views.
Yeah, it was the first viral video, like big YouTube viral video with 880 million views.
Got a blank. Nothing. Yeah, right. No.
So that means that the person who bought this thing now, it's not allowed to be on YouTube anymore
unless
the person either gets paid or gives permission or whatever?
Exactly.
That's interesting.
Yeah, somebody actually owns it. It's off of YouTube. If you go try to look it up right now, you won't find it.
Shoot. Trending on Twitter, number two.
The wait is over. Lorde has given the green light for a royal return. She's going to be performing at Primavera Sound 2022 in Barcelona. Fans are over the moon. One writing, it's been 1,439 days since Lorde released Melodrama, but who's counting?
That person needs to get it together.
That is a fan right there.
Get it together. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Hashtag happy National Wine Day. Red, white, rosé lovers are raising a glass or a bottle to celebrate their love for wine.
There you go.
Cheers.
Celebrate National Wine Day.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.